USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's former campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, testified before the House Judiciary Committee for what the panel calls its first impeachment hearing. Democratic attorney Barry Burke asked Lewandowski if he didn't deliver a message from President Trump to then-Attorney General Jeff Sessions because he thought it was illegal.
I didn't think at the time that the president asked me to deliver a message that anything was illegal about it. I didn't have the privilege to go to Harvard Law. So if you're telling me that in your opinion that would have been illegal, then that's your opinion too.
A member of committee Democrats called for committee chairman Jerry Nadler to hold him in contempt for refusing to answer questions about his actions with President Trump and others in the administration.
I've been asked several times today whether the committee will hold you in contempt. That is certainly under consideration. But there is a far more troubling level of contempt on display here today, and that is President Trump's role in your refusal to answer questions.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
President Trump is fundraising in California. He says he's going to do something about the number of homeless Californians. He criticized the Democrats for the problem.
California is a disgrace.
He blames what he calls the liberal leadership of the state, led by Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom, who, while the president is in the state, wants him to commit publicly to help what he is condemning.
You've got to critique. Offer some advice and counsel on solutions, and if you have advice and counsel on solutions, also provide resources.
Saudi Arabia's oil minister says more than half of the country's daily crude oil production has been restored, only days after Saturday's attack on several oil production facilities. The Saudis and the U.S. blame Iran. Vice President Mike Pence told the Heritage Foundation,
as the president said, we don't want war with anybody, but the United States is prepared. We're locked and loaded.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
A former MLB player is speaking out after being shot 3 months ago. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has details.
David Ortiz spoke publicly Monday for the first time about what he's going through after being shot. It's been 3 months since the Boston Red Sox legend was left fighting for his life after being shot in a bar in the Dominican Republic. He's underwent 3 surgeries and tells ABC News what he remembers about that day when he was shot.
I remember being with my friend, having a drink, talking, all of a sudden I get shot, and I thought I was in the middle of a nightmare. I remember telling the doctor, don't let me die, you know, I got kids.
And regarding his recovery, Ortiz says,
before I got my third surgery, I lost a little bit of hope. The doctors, a Mass General, they were amazing.
As far as Ortiz's biggest takeaways from this whole incident, he says,
I have learned that your life can change in seconds, you know, and not only yours. Your life and the people around you.
The USDA has completed a long-awaited draft of federal regulations for the cultivation of hemp and submitted them for approval. The new regulations are expected to clarify changes passed in December 2018 in the U.S. Farm Bill. The new rules are expected to provide clarity on the legal definition of hemp, which is a cousin to marijuana. It's also expected to designate hemp as a commodity crop and allow for tribal councils and U.S. territories to participate in the growing program. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.